Thanks again for joining me here at my bookstore blog, Books Not Found in Your So-Called Christian Bookstore. And this book that's not found, it's just not there. So Many Versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck, 20th Century English Versions of the Bible. And thanks again for subscribing to this blog. And we are now going to discuss the New American Bible on page 213. Its history and textual basis. Just as it was inevitable that the NEB should be published as the English Protestant counterpart of the American RSV, right there is such a horrendous lie. It is not a part of the Protestant text at all. The Protestant text, which a lot of people say it's the text of the King James Bible, right? That would be out of Antioch. The NEB and the RSV are out of Alexandria, and that is the text of the Papyrus manuscript, which is a result of the textual line of Constantine and Catholicism and Roman Catholic. Okay, so why they say that is just beyond me. So also, it was inevitable that the NAB should be published as a counterpart of the English Catholic JB. There you go. However, this NAB has been in process for over three decades, 30 years, okay? For the New Testament, they only have 45 manuscripts that they look at, and it took them 30 years. The King James translators had over 5,200 manuscripts, and it took them 9 years, okay? I mean, it's just mind-boggling. Being originally known as the Confraternity Version, in fact, the New Testament, a revision of the Reims Schachler based on the Latin Vulgate, was published in 1941. So that's your second clue, right? The Latin Vulgate, which is that of Constantine, which comes from the Sinaiticus manuscripts, okay? Duh. When in 1943, the famous encyclical on scripture studies was issued by Pope Pius XII, recommending translation from the original text, work on the Old Testament was begun based on the original text. There is no original texts, okay? There are no original texts on the face of the planet. How about that? So here we go with the original lie. And it's no different when they leave verses out of their translations because it wasn't in the best or oldest manuscripts. What does that matter? The King James translators went through all the manuscripts and they took the right verses from those manuscripts to make the right Bible. If you've ever noticed in the New International Version, and probably in this version, I didn't look it up, but in Mark 9, 44 through 46, the verses on hell are missing because they copied it from a Greek text where they were missing. More next week.